right, y'all, we back again. This is my first live feed, so it cut off at 5 minutes, and I don't know if it's gonna cut again, but let's keep going. So this is gonna be the continuation of his LeVar Ball, the new 50 Cent. So like I said, a lot of people, they don't like the way LeVar Ball is coming in. He's circumventing a lot of these the mystery systems, so to speak. And he jumping in line. And I don't mind at all. I love to see what LeVar Ball's doing. I love it. Now, one thing I would have done if I was LeVar, my first son, Lonzo, if they didn't want to do a co-branding deal, I would have used Lonzo's feet as a billboard. I would have told him, I say, look, if you want my son to wear your shoes, you're gonna pay my son $100,000 every night he wear my shoe. So if it's like 80 games in a season, I will wear a Big Baller brand a certain number of days. I will wear Nike a certain number of days. I'll wear Adidas a certain number of days. I'll wear Reebok a certain number of days. I wear Puma a certain number of days. When we get into the playoffs, I would charge more. I charge $250,000. I would use my son's feet for a billboard. And that way I will be building up money and putting that shit right back in the Big Baller brand. But like I said, I hope that he can get Big Baller brand the price point and the quality control up to a certain level. I don't have $500 to throw away. If I was rich, I'd probably buy 10 pair, but I'm not rich. So I'm not going to pay no $500 for no shoes anyway. I don't give a fuck. If I pay $500 for a pair of shoes, they're going to have rocket boosters on the bottom of them. But yeah, like I say, I support LeVar Ball. But right now, LeVar Ball's two youngest sons, they are playing basketball in Lithuania. And they got the whole world watching Lithuanian basketball. That's a good thing. And who knows what he could do for European basketball. So let's say Lonzo gets blackballed at the NBA. He can go to Europe. He can take his game to Europe and get with his two brothers and ball out. Right now, LeVar Ball is doing a deal with a water company, bottled water company. And it's like no limit to what he can do. No limit. And I'm loving that. And everybody is so offended that a black man is taking control of his own kids, taking control of his own life. If they don't allow you to do it, you can't do it. And LeVar Ball's like, fuck that. Fuck that. And I love it. I love it. Everybody want to talk shit. Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, everybody talking shit. And LeVar Ball is like, he's shaking them haters off. He's shaking them off. And I wouldn't be surprised if 5 years from now, LeVar Ball will be a billionaire. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And hopefully, what'll happen is all these players now, they'll come up with their own brand. Like I see John Salas got the Q4 brand. He got his Q4 brand, and I like that logo. I would wear that. Like I say, it's so much. I mean, for one, black creativity, black ingenuity, it gets downplayed. People, whenever you're doing something like what LeVar Ball's doing right now, they wanna shit on it. They wanna downplay what he's doing. But had he had signed with Nike or Adidas or Fila or Reebok, oh man, they would have gave him all the credit in the world. So he said, "Nah, I'm doing this myself." Big Baller brand. I hope he make it. Like I say, I saw a few Big Baller long sleeve shirts I would like to purchase, but I'm not gonna spend no goddamn $60-$70 on a fucking t-shirt. That's my only thing, LeVar. It's a lot of people who will support you, but man, that price, it's all principle. I'm not gonna pay that. If I was rich, I would, but I'm not, so fuck that. But like I say, I'm loving what LeVar Ball is doing. I'm loving it. Yeah, y'all be patient with me, man. This is my first, this is like my first episode. I'm playing with this Anchor Radio, but we gonna keep talking. Like I say, my favorite son is Jello. I like Jello, so I want to see him do good. I would love to see Lonzo, Melo, and Jello on the same team. If it's not the LA Lakers, maybe it's the LA Clippers. If not the Clippers, maybe it's the Phoenix Suns. If not the Suns, maybe it's the Mavericks or the Heat or Toronto Raptors. It's so much. Once LaVar Ball said, my sons do not have to be on the Lakers for me to be happy. I just want them all together. He opened up a whole universe of possibilities for his sons. He opened up a whole universe. I mean, his sons can play. Hell, what's some old teams his son can play for? Shit. Orlando Magic, maybe. Atlanta Hawks. But I don't really see them in Atlanta, but like I say, I can see them mainly on the, I can see them playing for Dallas, Mavericks, Phoenix Suns, Brooklyn Nets, and that right there will be bananas. You got LaVar Ball and Jay-Z. But I don't know. LaVar Ball and Jay-Z, they might butt heads. But LaVar Ball, he seemed like somewhat of a bully and somewhat of an asshole. But for the most part, fuck it. Fuck it. If that's what he gotta be, that's what he gotta be. Because when the white man get a hold of these young boys, guess what? They bully these young boys, they become assholes, and they slave masters. So LaVar like, no, bitch, you're not going to do that with my sons. And it's like I say, it's a problem. It's a problem that you capitalize off your sons, LaVar. You making all the money off your sons. We want to make all the money. That's the problem. That's the fucking problem. But fuck that. Keep pushing, man. I want to see this thing. I want to see it. And like I say, I like Jello the most, but I believe that LaMelo might end up being the greatest of all three of them. That little motherfucker be shooting the ball from like 60 feet away. He don't give a goddamn. He just throw that bitch up in the air. This nigga get the ball. I saw this nigga was about 6 feet behind that fucking 3-point line. And the defender stopped paying him any attention. He just said, fuck it, I just shot it up. Bam, straight in there. This little fucker hit 5 threes at one time. I said, this little motherfucker don't give a damn. And he only 16, he's still growing. So put his little ass on some weights. Let him grow some more. He gonna be a monster, man. He gonna be a monster. He gonna be a real fucking problem. And like I say, them boys can play for any team. So since LaVar Ball and put it out there, my sons don't have to play. They do not have to play for the Lakers. So now you got, look at all these teams who need fanfare. Look at a team who need, I mean, let's look at a team who need fanfare. A team like Orlando, which is a major U.S. city. You got Disneyland, you got them theme parks. Orlando could do well with some attention like that. Dallas Mavericks, like I say, Dallas, Phoenix, these are my teams. And I'm choosing teams I think that boys look good in their jerseys. Dallas, Phoenix, Orlando, Miami. Miami is a fly city. I can see them boys playing in Miami. New York. And then fuck it, let's say they get blackballed for the NBA. They can just say fuck the NBA. They can go overseas and play for a European team, play for a British team, or fuck it, go back to Lithuania. But if you go back to Lithuania, what you need to do is build them people a real fucking arena. That arena look like a fucking high school arena. If that. I'm like, God damn, they can't even see 10 people in this motherfucker. They can't see nobody. But you got TV. You got TV. So like I say, man, LaVar Ball, Yeah, but like I say, man, LaVar Ball, he Debo'd in the game with his sons, and I'm loving it. I want to see what he can do, because I see real change coming with LaVar. If they don't kill him first, I can easily see LaVar being a motherfucker they mark for death. I can see that shit, because the man, I mean, the stuff he's doing is just unorthodox, and he don't give a fuck. This man just come out of nowhere. Like 50 Cent just said, I'm here. And I'm tired of hearing about LaVar Ball, but you got to talk about him. You got to. And something else, just like when Christine Leahy tried to start shit with that man, now you got, I think her name is Sharon Beadle, whatever the fuck her name. She talking shit. I don't want to hear about LaVar Ball. But fuck you. I'm going to tell you, I really believe Christine Leahy wanted to fuck LaVar Ball. She want to suck his dick. I'm going to do another show about that separately. But she want to suck that nigga dick. Go back and watch that show. He went look at the bitch. He told the bitch, stay in your lane. Her pussy got wet. The bitch, her eyes got wet. She wanted to cry because he wouldn't look at her. And a lot of people, they get mad. LaVar Ball married a white woman. His two oldest sons, I think they got white girlfriends. I believe LaMelo, he going to be the only one to get a black woman. I think he's going to get a black woman and get her pregnant. But I think the two oldest ones, like Lonzo, he got a baby on the way with a white girl. I think Jello going to get a white girl. And they over there in Lithuania fucking white hoes. I believe that. They fucking them white hoes. I don't blame them. They young. I wish I could have fucked a lot of hoes when I was that age. But I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. And I didn't know that I was the man. I didn't know I was beautiful back then. But fuck it. I fuck it. So them boys, they fucking hoes. But they gonna kill if they don't kill LaVar Ball, LaVar Ball's gonna be a multi-billionaire. He might end up owning the fucking NBA. But I'm gonna cut this short. This is my first live feed. I'm just playing around this thing and see how it works. But y'all rock with me. Stay with this station if you want to hear some real talk from a real nigga, intelligent black talk. And not just intelligent, but honest black talk. Fuck all that shit you see on ESPN and all the other shit. But we're going to come back and we're going to do some more of this. I'm out, y'all. All right, y'all. We back again. This is my first live feed. So it cut off at 5 minutes and I don't know if it's gonna cut again, but let's keep going. So this is gonna be the continuation of his LaVar Ball the new 50 Cent. So like I said, a lot of people, they don't like the way LaVar Ball is coming in. He's circumventing a lot of these the mystery systems, so to speak, and he's jumping in line. And I don't mind at all. I love to see what LaVar Ball is doing. I love it. Now, one thing I would have done if I was LaVar, my first son, Lonzo, if they didn't want to do a co-branding deal, I would have used Lonzo's feet as a billboard. I would have told him, I say, look, if you want my son to wear your shoes, you're gonna pay my son $100,000 every night he wear my shoe. So if it's like 80 games in a season, I would wear a Big Baller Brand a certain number of days. I would wear Nike a certain number of days. I'll wear Adidas a certain number of days. I'll wear Reebok a certain number of days. I wear Puma a certain number of days. When we get into the playoffs, I would charge more. I'd charge $250,000. I would use my son's feet for a billboard. And that way I would be building up money and putting that shit right back in the Big Baller Brand. But like I said, I hope that he can get Big Baller Brand the price point and the quality control up to a certain amount, a certain level. I don't have $500 to throw away. If I was rich, I'd probably buy 10 pair, but I'm not rich. So I'm not going to pay no $500 for no shoes anyway. I don't give a fuck. If I pay $500 for a pair of shoes, they're going to have rocket boosters on the bottom of them. But yeah, like I say, I support LaVar Ball. But right now, LaVar Ball's two youngest sons, they are playing basketball in Lithuania. And they got the whole world watching Lithuanian basketball. That's a good thing. And who knows what he could do for European basketball. So let's say Lonzo gets blackballed at the NBA. He can go to Europe. He could take his game to Europe and get with his two brothers and ball out. Right now, LaVar Ball is doing a deal with a water company, bottled water company. And it's like no limit to what he can do. No limit. And I'm loving that. And everybody is so offended that a black man is taking control of his own kids, taking control of his own life. If they don't allow you to do it, you can't do it. And LaVar Ball's like, fuck that. Fuck that. And I love it. I love it. Everybody want to talk shit. Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, everybody talking shit. And LaVar Ball is like, he's shaking them haters off. He's shaking them off. And I wouldn't be surprised if 5 years from now, LaVar Ball be a billionaire. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And hopefully what'll happen is all these players now, they are coming up with their own brand. Like I see John Salas got the Q4, his Q4 brand. He got his Q4 brand, and I like that logo. I would wear that. Like I say, it's so much. I mean, for one, black creativity, black ingenuity, it gets downplayed. People, whenever you're doing something like what LaVar Ball's doing right now, they wanna shit on it. They wanna downplay what he's doing. But had he had signed with Nike or Adidas or Fila or Reebok, oh man, they would have gave him all the credit in the world. So he said, "Nah, I'm doing this myself." Big baller brand. I hope he make it. Like I say, I saw a few big baller long sleeve shirts I would like to purchase, but I'm not gonna spend no goddamn 60, 70 bucks on a fucking t-shirt. That's my only thing, LaVar. It's a lot of people who will support you, but man, that price, it's all principle. I'm not gonna pay that. If I was rich, I would, but I'm not. So fuck that. Fuck that. But like I say, I'm loving what LaVar Ball is doing. I'm loving it. Yeah, y'all be patient with me, man. This is my first episode. I'm playing with this Anchor Radio, but we gonna keep talking. Like I say, my favorite son is Jello. I like Jello, so I want to see him do good. I would love to see Lonzo, Melo, and Jello on the same team. If it's not the LA Lakers, maybe it's the LA Clippers. If not the Clippers, maybe it's the Phoenix Suns. If not the Suns, maybe it's the Mavericks or the Heat or Toronto Raptors. It's so much. Once LaVar Ball said, my sons do not have to be on the Lakers for me to be happy, I just want them all together, he opened up a whole universe of possibilities for his sons. He opened up a whole universe. I mean, his sons can play. Hell, what's some old teams his sons can play for? Shit. Orlando Magic, maybe. Atlanta Hawks. But I don't really see them in Atlanta, but like I say, I can see them mainly on the, I can see them playing for Dallas Mavericks, Phoenix Suns, Brooklyn Nets, and that right there will be bananas. You got LaVar Ball and Jay-Z. But I don't know. LaVar Ball and Jay-Z, they might butt heads. But LaVar Ball, he seemed like somewhat of a bully and somewhat of an asshole. But for the most part, fuck it. Fuck it. If that's what he got to be, that's what he got to be. Because when the white man get a hold of these young boys, guess what? They bully these young boys. They become assholes. And they slave masters. So LaVar like, no, bitch, you're not going to do that with my sons. And it's like I say, it's a problem. It's a problem that you capitalize off your sons, LaVar. You making all the money off your sons. We want to make all the money. That's the problem. That's the fucking problem. But fuck that. Keep pushing, man. I want to see this thing. I want to see it. And like I say, I like Jello the most, but I believe that LaMelo might end up being the greatest of all three of them. That little motherfucker be shooting the ball from like 60 feet away. He don't give a goddamn. He just throw that bitch up in the air. This nigga be, this nigga get the ball. I saw him, this nigga was about 6 feet behind that fucking 3-point line. And the defender stopped paying him any attention. He just said, fuck it, I just shot it up. Bam, straight in there. This little fucker hit 5 threes at one time. I said, this little motherfucker don't give a damn. And he only 16, he's still growing, so put his little ass on some weights. Let him grow some more. He gonna be a monster, man. He gonna be a monster. He gonna be a real fucking problem. And like I say, them boys can play for any team. So since LaVar Ball and put it out there, my sons don't have to play. They do not have to play for the Lakers. So now you got, look at all these teams who need fanfare. Look at a team who need, look at a team who need fanfare. A team like Orlando, which is a major U.S. city. You got Disneyland, you got them theme parks. Orlando could do well with some attention like that. Dallas Mavericks, like I say, Dallas, Phoenix. These are my teams. And I'm choosing teams I think that boys look good in their jerseys. Dallas, Phoenix, Orlando, Miami. Miami is a fly city. I can see them boys playing in Miami. New York. And then fuck it. Let's say they get blackballed from the NBA. They can just say fuck the NBA. They can go overseas and play for a European team, play for a British team, or fuck it, go back to Lithuania. But if you go back to Lithuania, what you need to do is build them people a real fucking arena. That arena look like a fucking high school arena. If that. I'm like, goddamn, they can't even see 10 people in this motherfucker. They can't see nobody. But you got TV. You got TV. So like I say, man, LaVar Ball. Yeah, but like I say, man, LaVar Ball, he deboing the game with his sons. And I'm loving it. I want to see what he can do because I see real change coming with LaVar. LaVar. If they don't kill him first, I can easily see LaVar being a motherfucker they mark for death. I can see that shit because the man, I mean, the stuff he doing is just unorthodox. And he don't give a fuck. This man just come out of nowhere. Like 50 Cent just said, I'm here. And everybody I'm tired of hearing about LaVar Ball, but you got to talk about him. You got to. And something else, just like when Christine Leahy tried to start shit with that man. Now you got, I think her name is Sharon Beadle, whatever the fuck her name. She talking shit. I don't want to hear about LaVar Ball. But fuck you. I'm going to tell you, I really believe Christine Leahy wanted to fuck LaVar Ball. She wanted to suck his dick. I'm going to do another show about that separately. But she wanted to suck that nigga dick, go back and watch that show. He would look at the bitch. He told the bitch, stay in your lane. Her pussy got wet. The bitch, her eyes got wet. She wanted to cry because he wouldn't look at her. And a lot of people, they get mad. LaVar Ball married a white woman. His two oldest sons, I think they got white girlfriends. I believe LaMelo, he going to be the only one to get a black woman. I think he going to get a black woman and get her pregnant. But I think the two oldest ones, like Lonzo, he got a baby on the way with a white girl. Think Jello gonna get a white girl, and they over there in Lithuania fucking white hoes. I believe that. They fucking them white hoes. I don't blame them. They young. I wish I could have fucked a lot of hoes when I was that age, but I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself, and I didn't know that I was a fucking demand. I didn't know I was beautiful back then, but fuck it. I fuck it. So them boys, they fucking hoes, but they gonna kill them. If they don't kill LaVar Ball, LaVar Ball's gonna be a multi-billionaire. He might end up owning the fucking NBA. But I'm going to cut this short. Like I say, this is my first live feed. I'm just playing around this thing and see how it works. But like I say, y'all rock with me. Stay with this station. If you want to hear some real talk from a real nigga, intelligent black talk, and not just intelligent, but honest black talk. Fuck all that shit you see on ESPN and all the other shit. But we're going to come back and we're gonna do some more of this. I'm out, y'all. All right, y'all. We back again. This was my first live feed, so it cut off at 5 minutes, and I don't know if it's gonna cut again, but let's keep going. So this is gonna be the continuation of his LeVar Ball the new 50 Cent. So like I said, a lot of people, they don't like the way LeVar Ball is coming in. He's circumventing a lot of these the mystery systems, so to speak, and he's jumping in line. And I don't mind at all. I love to see what LeVar Ball is doing. I love it. Now, one thing I would have done if I was LeVar, my first son Lonzo, if they didn't want to do a co-branding deal, I would have used Lonzo's feet as a billboard. I would have told him, I say, look, if you want my son to wear your shoes, you're gonna pay my son $100,000 every night he wear my shoe. So if it's like 80 games in a season, I will wear a Big Baller Brand a certain number of days. I will wear Nike a certain number of days. I'll wear Adidas a certain number of days. I'll wear Reebok a certain number of days. I'll wear Puma a certain number of days. When we get into the playoffs, I would charge more. I charge $250,000. I would use my son's feet for a billboard. And that way I will be building up money and putting that shit right back in the Big Baller Brand. But like I say, I hope that he can get Big Baller Brand the price point and the quality control up to a certain level. I don't have $500 to throw away. If I was rich, I'd probably buy 10 pair, but I'm not rich, so I'm not gonna pay no $500 for no shoes anyway. I don't give a fuck. If I pay $500 for a pair of shoes, they're gonna have rocket boosters on the bottom of them. But yeah, like I say, I support LeVar Ball, but right now LeVar Ball's two youngest sons, they are playing basketball in Lithuania. And they got the whole world watching Lithuanian basketball. That's a good thing. And who knows what he could do for European basketball. So let's say Lonzo gets blackballed at the NBA, he can go to Europe. He can take his game to Europe and get with his two brothers and ball out. Right now, LeVar Ball is doing a deal with a water company, bottled water company, and it's like no limit to what he can do. No limit, and I'm loving that. And everybody is so offended that a black man is taking control of his own kids, taking control of his own life. If they don't allow you to do it, you can't do it. And LeVar Ball's like, fuck that. Fuck that, and I love it. I love it. Everybody want to talk shit. Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, everybody talking shit. And LeVar Ball is like, he's shaking them haters off. He's shaking them off. And I wouldn't be surprised if 5 years from now, LeVar Ball will be a billionaire. I wouldn't be surprised at all. And hopefully, what'll happen is all these players now, they are coming with their own brand. Like I see John Salas got the Q4, his Q4 brand. He got his Q4 brand, and I like that logo. I would wear that. Like I say, it's so much. I mean, for one, black creativity, black ingenuity, it gets downplayed. People, whenever you're doing something like what LeVar Ball's doing right now, they wanna shit on it. They wanna downplay what he's doing. But had he had signed with Nike or Adidas or Fila or Reebok, oh man, they would have gave him all the credit in the world. So he said, "Nah, I'm doing this myself." Big Baller Brand. I hope he make it. Like I say, I saw a few big baller long sleeve shirts I would like to purchase, but I'm not finna spend no goddamn 60, 70 bucks on a fucking t-shirt. That's my only thing, LaVar. It's a lot of people who will support you, but man, that price, it's all principle. I'm not finna pay that. If I was rich, I would, but I'm not, so fuck that. But like I say, I'm loving what LaVar Ball is doing. I'm loving it. Yeah, y'all be patient with me, man. This is my first episode. I'm playing with this Anchor Radio, but we gonna keep talking. Like I say, my favorite son is Jello. I like Jello, so I want to see him do good. I would love to see Lonzo, Melo, and Jello on the same team. If it's not the LA Lakers, maybe it's the LA Clippers. If not the Clippers, maybe it's the Phoenix Suns. If not the Suns, maybe it's the Mavericks or the Heat or Toronto Raptors. It's so much. Once LaVar Ball said, my sons do not have to be on the Lakers for me to be happy, I just want them all together, he opened up a whole universe of possibilities for his sons. He opened a whole universe. I mean, his sons can play. Hell, what's some old teams his son can play for? Shit. Orlando Magic, maybe. Atlanta Hawks. But I don't really see them in Atlanta, but like I say, I can see them mainly on the, I can see them playing for Dallas, Mavericks, Phoenix Suns, Brooklyn Nets, and that right there will be bananas. You got LaVar Ball and Jay-Z, but I don't know. LaVar Ball and Jay-Z, they might butt heads, but LaVar Ball, he seemed like somewhat of a bully and somewhat of an asshole, but for the most part, fuck it. If that's what he got to be, because when the white man get a hold of these young boys, guess what? They bully these young boys, they become assholes. And they slave master. So LaVar like, no, bitch, you're not going to do that with my sons. And it's like I say, it's a problem. It's a problem that you capitalize off your sons, LaVar. You making all the money off your sons. We want to make all the money. That's the problem. That's the fucking problem. But fuck that. Keep pushing, man. I want to see this thing. I want to see it. And like I say, I like Jello the most, but I believe that LaMelo might end up being the greatest of all three of them. That little motherfucker be shooting the ball from like 60 feet away. He don't give a goddamn. He just throw that bitch up in the air. This nigga get the ball. I saw this nigga was about 6 feet behind that fucking 3-point line. And the defender stopped paying him any attention. He just said, fuck it, I just shot it up. Bam, straight in there. This little fucker hit 5 threes at one time. I said, this little motherfucker don't give a damn. And he only 16, he's still growing, so put his little ass on some weights. Let him grow some more. He gonna be a monster, man. He gonna be a monster. He gonna be a real fucking problem. And like I say, them boys can play for any team. So since LaVar Ball and put it out there, my sons don't have to play. They do not have to play for the Lakers. So now you got, look at all these teams who need fanfare. Look at a team who need, I mean, let's look at a team who need fanfare. A team like Orlando, which is a major U.S. city. You got Disneyland, you got them theme parks. Orlando could do well with some attention like that. Dallas Mavericks, like I say, Dallas, Phoenix, these are my teams. And I'm choosing teams I think that boys look good in their jerseys. Dallas, Phoenix, Orlando, Miami. Miami is a fly city. I can see them boys playing in Miami. New York. And then, fuck it, let's say they get blackballed from the NBA. They can just say, fuck the NBA. They can go overseas and play for a European team, play for a British team, or fuck it, go back to Lithuania. But if you go back to Lithuania, what you need to do is build them people a real fucking arena. That arena look like a fucking high school arena. If that, I'm like, goddamn, they can't even see 10 people in this motherfucker. They can't see nobody. But you got TV. You got TV. So like I say, man, LaVar Ball. Yeah, but like I say, man, LaVar Ball, he deboed in the game with his sons, and I'm loving it. I want to see what he can do, because I see real change coming with LaVar. If they don't kill him first, I can easily see LaVar being a motherfucker they mark for death. I can see that shit, because the man, I mean, the stuff he's doing is just unorthodox, and he don't give a fuck. This man just come out of nowhere. Like 50 Cent just said, I'm here. And I'm tired of hearing about LaVar Ball, but you got to talk about him. You got to. And something else, just like when Christine Leahy tried to start shit with that man. Now you got, I think her name is Sharon Beadle, whatever the fuck her name. She talking shit. I don't want to hear about LaVar Ball. But fuck you. I'm going to tell you, I really believe Christine Leahy wanted to fuck LaVar Ball. She want to suck his dick. I'm going to do another show about that separately. But she want to suck that nigga dick. Go back and watch that show. He went look at the bitch. He told the bitch, stay in your lane. Her pussy got wet. The bitch, her eyes got wet. She wanted to cry because he wouldn't look at her. And a lot of people, they get mad. LaVar Ball married a white woman. His two oldest sons, I think they got white girlfriends. I believe LaMelo, he going to be the only one to get a black woman. I think he's going to get a black woman and get her pregnant. But I think the two oldest ones, like Lonzo, he got a baby on the way with a white girl. I think Jello going to get a white girl. And they over there in Lithuania fucking white hoes. I believe that. They fucking them white hoes. I don't blame them. They young. I wish I could have fucked a lot of hoes when I was that age. But I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. And I didn't know that I was the man. I didn't know I was beautiful back then. But fuck it. I fuck it. So them boys, they fucking hoes. But they gonna kill if they don't kill LaVar Ball, LaVar Ball's gonna be a multi-billionaire. He might end up owning the fucking NBA. But I'm gonna cut this short. Like I say, this is my first live feed. I'm just playing around this thing and see how it works. But like I say, y'all rock with me. Stay with this station if you want to hear some real talk from a real nigga, intelligent black talk. And not just intelligent, but honest black talk. Fuck all that shit you see on ESPN and all the other shit. But we're going to come back and we're going to do some more of this. I'm out, y'all.
GBC TV, what's happening, brother? I appreciate you coming over here to rock with me on my channel. You the first one from YouTube. What I'm going to do is I'm going to build up this over here. YouTube is dead anyway. YouTube is dead. You got people who've been making money on YouTube for years. Now YouTube has snatched their welfare check away from them. I never monetized my shit at YouTube. I just never trusted YouTube. But maybe you get you a station too, and I subscribe to you. But man, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it. Keep rocking with me. Yo, Jimmy, what's happening, bro? Yeah, we gonna do this over here, man. I like this. Yeah, I like this, bro. I just had a lot on my mind. I was slow starting, but once I get started, shit, we gonna get it started. Yeah, we gonna do it big. Me, you, and D-Lo. Man, fuck L.A. Fuck Monty. Fuck all them hoe-ass niggas. Let them stay on YouTube, roll around in mud, and talk about stupid shit for the next 5 more years. If we stick with this here, we just might make it into something. Anyway, I'm out, bro.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.